What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Combis from ZalvinChance.com. Here we go! An awesome interview is waiting for you. But before the interview, I have to say that we had some sort of technical problem during this interview, so there are going to be some interruptions. At first, I talked to Ms. Parveen about 11 minutes and suddenly I realized, holy moly, my application is not recording. So then we started again and we had some internet problem. So thank God we nailed it finally. A very small introduction about Ms. Parveen. She's one of ZalvinChance members. Her English is awesome, especially her writing. Her writing is fantastic. And she's got some experience under her belt. Do you want to learn about it? So listen carefully. This is you, and this is Ms. Parveen. Hello, Ms. Parveen. How are you doing?
Hello, Mr. Combis. I'm great. I'm a little nervous, but aside from that, I'm great. I'm very happy and thrilled to be here.
Yeah, me too, actually. I wanted to do this interview for such a long time. And right now, I caught you, right? So we will have a great time, I think, interviewing each other. So how is everything?
Everything is good, and the weather is very, very hot, and I'm melty right now.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, here is hot too. Actually, no one is at home, thank God, because I had to close my door. So if I close this door, it's going to be super hot in here, so I have to use the fan, and the fan is going to blow, and it's going to have a lot of effect on my mic. And it would be a disaster. Thankfully, no one is at home. I'm alone. I just turned on the air conditioner. So, yeah, everything is awesome for me.
Good for you. There is a lot of noises outside, inside, and I am stuck in the middle of these noises.
All right, yeah. Okay, so it's fine. I think everyone is here to listen to you, which is the most important thing, because you're going to share a lot of amazing experience with them. So let's start with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? And we can jump to the English version, English conversation.
I am Parveen. Mm-hmm. I am 32 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was born in Iraq, but we are originally Iranian. Mm-hmm. We were there for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And when we came back, mm-hmm. Iran, I had finished sixth grade, okay. Elementary school.
Yeah. So you can speak two languages right now, three languages right now, Kurdish, Persian, and English.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So
not entirely English, but...
Yeah, English, your English is... I think very, very good. So let's say that right now you're learning your fourth language, which is German.
Yeah, I am. I recently started learning German, which is a new challenge for me, because it's a very, very hard language in aspect of pronunciation. The pronunciation very, very hard. Mm-hmm. But I think their grammar is a little easy.
Really?
When we compare to English, because English has a lot of exceptions in their grammar.
Yeah.
But in German, I don't know a lot of German, but I think the grammar is much easier than English.
Ah. So because recently, not so recently, maybe last year when I was, you know, into writing articles and stuff, so I would just listen to Polyglots a lot. So because I was into them and I would listen to their podcast videos. And one of the things one of them mentioned, he said that the German grammar is the worst grammar of all. So I don't know. So
maybe it's because I don't study grammar itself. because I don't study grammar.
Yeah.
I just listen to German.
Ah, yeah.
But I started learning English with studying a lot of bullshit about grammar, and it makes harder for you when you study grammar.
Yeah, itself. For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yes, I totally agree with that. I was very lucky that I didn't study grammar that much, because I'm not a fan of that, right? I personally don't like to analyze things. If you give me some formulas and stuff, so I will bore to death. So I don't want that. So thankfully,
you are
really
lucky and good for you. People think they don't learn language without studying grammar. It's a very, very wrong opinion about learning languages.
Yeah, for sure. And it is some fed opinion, I think. Some people fed them this opinion from schools or maybe some teachers. We can discuss about this in the English section. This section is all about you, so we can, you know, dive into that deeper later, a couple of minutes later. So, okay, what do you do when you're not studying English?
My hobbies, actually.
Yes, for sure.
I watch movies. I read books. I love reading books. Mm-hmm. I go to gym. Mm-hmm. Do household chores. That's very difficult for me and this worry.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's
it. All right. Cool. Amazing. You do a lot of things, I think. So let me ask you this question: are you a multitasker yourself? Do you consider yourself a multitasker?
I don't. I can't concentrate on doing some. Some works at the same time, but I can manage them to do in proper time. Mm-hmm. For example, in the morning I go to gym, mm-hmm. and then I come back home. Mm-hmm. I cook and I take a break, and then I start to listen to English. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, for example, I go walking in the evening. Mm-hmm. I try to manage my plans, my tasks.
Right. All right. So let me ask you a question. Do you have any to-do lists or something? You know, for example, you write down something. You say, all right, tomorrow I want to do this.
I don't write down things. I just do it, you know.
Okay, yeah.
For example, I want to learn German this year, and I started it from Farvardin, and I try to make one or two plans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This make me do it right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amazing. That's very good. So how is learning German? So
it is not fast, but it is good because I do it in the right way, which is listening, mm-hmm. listening and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And their pronunciation is very, very difficult for me.
Okay.
Not for me, but its pronunciation is very, very hard because they put three or two or four words together just for one word. For example, I don't remember right now, but they have a lot of words which is like that.
Okay. So you mentioned this. I want you, if you can remember. Can you tell us something in German, if it's possible?
So, guten Tag, hier, Kschauers. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Okay, what is that?
good day, Mr. Kschauers.
Okay.
Wie geht es Ihnen means How are you?
Okay, amazing.
Just give me a boot.
Yeah.
I am good.
So
ich kann spreche English,
yeah,
Kurdish, Persisch.
So I think I can guess this. You're saying I speak Kurdish, Persian, English.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I know German. So
I'm BCM, just a little.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's very, very good. And I wish you the best. Since you mentioned Germany, I have a friend there. He's living right now in Germany, and he mentioned German language. He said that I'm there and I'm just listening on and on and on. You know, when I'm at the bus, I'm listening. When I'm in the bus, I'm listening. When I'm, for example, walking, people are doing that. And he mentioned that their culture is very, very, very good culture. So I had this kind of idea that I don't know about you, because I don't know how many researches you've done on German culture. But I heard some people talking about their culture, which they say they are very somber and serious and things like that. But my friend said
I have met them in Iran. Yeah, they I think they are very simple people and very frank. They are frank, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So you heard that people say, let's do German.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, when they go to restaurant and they pay their share of...
He mentioned.
My friend mentioned
even if they go out with their girlfriend, for example, a boy and a girl, they go out, the boy must pay for his bill and the girl must pay for her bill, which was very funny, because in our culture, you know, if a husband or wife, a girlfriend or boyfriend, they go out, usually the man must pay, and which was very awesome. Yeah, of course you like it, but we don't like it really.
Yeah.
So let's I think we have to teach people to do the German more.
Yeah, they are very frank in this way.
Yeah. And he mentioned that they are party goer. They always party and they love to drink a lot of beer, and they're very, very happy people. He mentioned that I came here. He said that not just because of the parties, but because of the people. He mentioned Euro is super expensive. He mentioned that because right now he just went there, I think, from Ordibesh, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been there about 2 months. So he doesn't have any job. So he has this scholarship is covering him. And he said that everything is so expensive there, but everything is so stable. So, for example, you buy a food, €2. Imagine, 1 month later, still you will buy a €2. So it doesn't matter. But he mentioned, the culture, the people, the country is very, very unique. And he said here, compared to Iran, is a heaven. I know that by saying this, a lot of people will attack me, but that's what he said. He said that here is a heaven, not because of the parties, but a lot of things. So, yeah. So you're learning German to go there, right?
I have plans, but because of these changes in exchange rate,
it's getting
saving
harder.
Money is very, very difficult for me, because I have money, but when I exchange it in euro or dollar, it is nothing, and I can't do anything.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
That money.
I know what you're saying.
I hope someday I could go there and continue my study.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Stay there forever.
Yeah. If you can go, just by the things I've heard from my friend, so you have to go. So it is a very good at least to go and visit there, study, and just have fun, not come back again. But if you want, you can come back, just visit Iran, but just go there.
Yeah.
All right, just whatever.
I will never come back.
All right. But in general, jokes aside, I think German people, German culture is very, very good. So that's what my friend mentioned. French people are very, very bad. So he mentioned that. So, yeah. Okay.
The next question.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me about my job and I forgot that. Mm-hmm. I work for a government and I have been an employee for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
I hope he gets her answer.
Okay.
His answer.
His answer. Yeah, all right. I don't, to be honest, actually, I didn't write the questions from the topic. You know, I told everyone to send me the questions, you know, in my private message, send me private messages. So sorry if you ask any question, you're not getting it here, but I have some question maybe which will cover all of your needs, guys. So don't get upset with me. So, yeah, this is basically about you. So I think we got all the answers about you. Right now we know you better. So let's jump to English section. Tell us a little bit about your English background. For how long you've been studying English? How was it? Did you go to any classes or was it just self-study? So tell us a little bit about that.
As a long history. Actually, many years ago, when I was an elementary student, mm-hmm. I listened to Michael Jackson songs mm-hmm. in TV. And I didn't understand those songs, but the rhythm, the intonation fascinated me.
Yeah, which song?
I don't remember. I was very, very young, but I saw him in TV.
I think it was Billie Jean.
No, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know the name of that song, Billie Jean.
The name of he danced, sang.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with English just because of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And in Iraq, we started English, studying English at school in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I was the best in English. I think I was the best in the city.
Okay.
And when I was at sixth grade, the first session, I remember when the teacher came to class, he asked some question of previous year. Mm-hmm. And every time I shot my hand into the air and answer all questions, then he got very fascinated and pointed at me and said, "She's number one in English." And I never forgot that sentence. It was an inspiring sentence. But when we came back Iran, you know, the school, the teachers killed my motivation.
Okay.
I still was the best. I always got top grade in this school.
Yeah.
But I thought, I asked myself at which I was the best.
Yeah.
It was a sick system, you know. It is a sick system. I was the best, but I couldn't even introduce myself. Mm. I couldn't even say, "How do you do? How are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?" I couldn't just speak.
Yeah.
But
so even at that grade, you question yourself. Which is very interesting.
Yeah. I always tried to study English. I got some interchange tape, those tape, not CD.
Yeah.
I am an old person. I got those tape. But I thought that was not very amazing, and I put it aside.
Yeah.
Until university, I studied some English in university, but I think it was not real English.
Yeah.
Some bullshit rules, grammars, and
what
translation.
What did you use?
I use books. actually.
Mm-hmm. Actual books, is that right? Or textbooks?
Yeah, actual books. Nah, what do you mean by actual books?
Actual books like, you know, novels and, I don't know, graded readers. No, no,
no. Textbooks and vocabulary books.
All right, textbooks,
and,
yeah. So
some bullshits.
All right, yeah, cool. Good name.
Last year, I continued this process, this sick process, this sick system, until last year.
Wow.
I discovered Zabonshnos like Christoph Kolb.
How did you discover it? So tell us a little bit about that too.
I just searching about some material, some real material for learning La English, and I found AJ Hawk. I think it was Mihan blog. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And when I met that those lessons, mm-hmm. I tried to find more about it, and I found Zabonshnos mm-hmm. in Google, mm-hmm. and started to
use that.
But I at first I didn't get subscription.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't trust it. I think it was an app like the other apps.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So okay, and after that it was just you know, his story, you know, the rest is just
the rest of.
Yeah.
I started with Harry Potter. I haven't got subscription.
Yeah.
I just listened. Didn't use dictionaries or some other options. But I just listened to Harry Potter. And when I finished Harry Potter, I thought, this is it. This is what I need. And I got a subscription.
Yeah.
And I tried to use Power English alongside with new methods.
Yeah.
And
do you know how much me and Farzad actually forced Hossein Nasri to add these contents you're mentioning? You know, we talk because before Goosebumps and Harry Potter, you know, yes, there were a lot of amazing contents, but you know, we wanted to read books, so we needed something like Zabonshnos. But we had to tell Hossein Nasri, please add these things here. We added for you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for you to do that.
Yeah, of course, Hossein added that. Of course, me and Farzad actually helped him with that. But of course, we used that too. We enjoyed it too. So it was. It is great that right now you're mentioning this and you're saying that you started with Harry Potter and that made you to continue with Zabonshnos, and right now we
yeah,
have you, which
exactly.
is amazing.
I think my real study is related to Zabonshnos. Before that, I had some study, you know, in field of grammar, translation, mm-hmm. and some other things. But my speaking ability was very, very horrible. I was very scared. I had the theory, you know, but I couldn't use it. I couldn't
yeah.
speak. I didn't have the confidence, you know,
yeah.
which is needed very, very much for speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
And my listening ability was good, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Fluency
was the thing you've been lacking before Zabonshnos.
And now I have a non-stop a chain, and I want to continue it. This is my real study. I don't quit it.
Okay.
And my study includes at least 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
It depends on the day, you know. Some days I can study more, for example, for hours. Some days even I study for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the least is 1 hour.
Wow. All right. Nice. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because I don't study even 1 minute these days. Okay. So yeah, which is amazing. Which is amazing. Yes, I read a lot of books, to be honest. Not real books, you know. Let's say that I read a lot of mangas. I don't know if you have ever,
you know. I have heard of that.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, mangas is my favorite. Still, I think one of the reasons that my English got better and better, without any doubt, was reading, a lot of reading. So I read a lot of mangas in my life. Still, I read. Some nights I can't sleep because I have to read, you know, chapters after chapters after chapters of these mangas. And I suddenly feel like, all right, so it is 3 a.m., so I have to go to bed. So this is something that I think, you know, very, very effective for a lot of people if they read a lot. That's why I always tell them to read actual books, you know, real English.
Reading is great for any languages. You know, when I was reading my thesis, master thesis, mm-hmm. I had to put some fixed structures, you know, to write correctly.
Yeah.
And it is needed for that level, you know, when you write paper in English, in Persian, or other languages,
yes,
you need
sure.
to have a good writing skill.
Yes, for sure.
And which with reading, you can improve your writing skill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly, exactly. It was one of the, our question too. I wanted to ask this question. It was about your English learning process, which you mentioned it very well. You talk about 1 hour to 6 hours, so which is amazing every day.
6 hour is exception.
Yeah.
Some days when I have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And when I have nothing to do in at home,
yeah.
I try to study English more and more.
Okay, so let's say that you want to study 1 hour. So how do you use that time? What do you actually study exactly?
Nowadays, I listen to Mega Stories, mm-hmm. the conversation part, actually.
Yeah.
I read one or twice
yeah.
The vocabulary part, mm-hmm. and main story. I read the main, listen to the main story just one time.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on conversation part, which is great,
mm-hmm.
Because the conversation is super real.
Yeah.
You know, Dan and Aaron, I love them. They are a great, they laugh, they make jokes. And more importantly, their voices are very, very comforting.
Yeah.
You know, when I listen to them, when I can't listen to their lessons, one day, for example, one day, I really miss them because I love their voices.
Yeah, especially Dan's voice. I like that.
I love Dan.
Yeah.
He made a lot of jokes. He makes a lot of jokes,
yeah.
And I love when he laughs.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Amazing. Because one of the things that one of the polyglots, I can't remember his name. I think Steve Kaufman was the one. He mentioned this. He said, when you want to choose a content, even you have to take the voice into consideration. So even if the content
yeah.
is so good, but the voice is bad, you can't actually listen to that because it's going to affect your brain. You can't, you know.
Exactly. It is what happens when I listen to The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read Harry Potter. I've finished it recently and I've started The Hobbit. But the voice is really horrible. And I'm encouraging myself, you can do it. You can listen.
Yeah.
I listen to it anyway.
Yeah, okay. At least you're trying. Hobbit,
yeah.
I didn't do that. I didn't listen to Hobbit. I don't know how is his voice, but the rating was very good. I don't know why his voice is so bad. So, okay. Cool.
Because it is very even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no changes in there are no changes in the narrator's mm-hmm. voice, mm-hmm. and he narrates very, very boringly. Am I correct? Boringly?
I think it's better to use linear. So he narrates linear. It means that he doesn't change his voice, you know, regularly. Yeah. It is linear. It means that it is boring. I use it a lot, personally. I heard it a lot, too. So, boringly, I don't think it's...
It's not a word, I think.
Yeah, but I learned it recently from one of these mangas, and it was about boxing. So, one of the coach didn't know what to say to the boxer, and he wanted to give him some motivation, some inspiration. He said, go and fight gutlessly. I don't know what is that word, right?
Gutlessly, I think gutless. Gut means having courage. Yeah. You know,
gutlessly. I said gutlessly. Gutlessly. It means with gut, right? With courage. But there is no such a word. And he mentioned it because he was nervous. The coach was nervous because the fight was very, very, hard for that boxer. He was nervous. He didn't know what to say. He said this. And it worked. It was very fun. So I think, you can use it as long as someone understands it. So who cares? I use it all the time, you know. I think in one of my writings, I mentioned beautiness. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I just searched it, and there was a word for that. I just made it up, but
yeah, it is a word. But we have some other words that convey the better meaning. You know, mm-hmm. for example, boringly. I can't remember another word for example, mm-hmm. boringly.
Yeah, I can't remember it too. You know, when you need that word, you can't remember it. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite method? And favorite English material content. If you want to choose one, which one is your favorite? Is going to be your favorite?
Between which?
Yeah, anything. You know, imagine if you want to... I personally, you know, if you give me options, you know, you tell me, okay, you want this audiobook or you want this manga and you want this, I don't know, mega stories, which is deep English, whatever. Courses, better to say, or, you know, movies, which one would I, as a content, use? I choose mangas because mangas are much more entertaining. And in terms of method, you know, maybe some people, they like, okay, rules or whatever. Some people, they like, you know, immersion method, which we are using right now. So which is your favorite one?
Can I choose more than one?
Yes, go for it. Choose 1,000.
I prefer to listen more intensively, you know. Mm-hmm. So if I want to choose, I choose materials who have a lot of real conversation, you know. Mm-hmm. I choose mega stories conversation part because it is very real, you know. Yeah. You can activate your idioms, yes. which is very, very hard for me. I forget idioms very, very easily. Yeah. But by using this conversation part, I can activate my vocabularies, especially idioms. Yeah. And
yeah.
Go on. I prefer movies because you see the situation, you know.
Yeah.
For example, you don't know the meaning of a word in the situation, but by seeing the situation, by watching the movie, you can understand the meaning of that, for example, sentence or sentences.
Yes, exactly.
And you watch it, you know.
Yeah.
Watching is very, very effective.
Yes, for sure.
For me, at least.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I totally agree. Because it is, again, context-based material. So imagine. Yeah. That's why mangas work very, very well for me. You know, but because it is picture based. You know, okay, the person is talking about liver blow. So liver blow is a technique for boxing, which they punch you in the stomach. So I couldn't.
You can't imagine it by picture.
Yeah, exactly. You just look at that and you just sometimes feel it. And or novels, the good thing about novels is that too, especially if the writer is very good, like Harry Potter. Even though it doesn't have any picture, but the writing is so good that you can imagine it, which again, it is all about that context. So I totally agree with that. Movies, for instance. And if I want to choose exactly, I go for context-based materials or contents. So good. Very, very good. Okay, excellent. And you like to listen to materials in a very intensive way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's jump for the next question. Let's go for that. You mentioned that you have a nephew who is learning English. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you give us some advice about teaching English for children? I think you have some experience. So can you share it with us?
I think they have to pose to the real situation. You know, I have watched their teacher in the class. They talk to them in English, just in English, with basic and very simple sentences. For example, wash your face, make your bed. For example, I make examples, and they don't know anything about grammar or anything else. They just listen to the teacher and they try to repeat it. Mm-hmm. They try to practice at home, and the teacher send them some animation, for example, songs kids, and they listen to those things and they try to learn it, not memorize it. They imagine themselves doing that work, you know. When they wash their face, they try to wash their face, you know. And when they make their bed, they try to imitate that.
So it is TPR, you know? Is that right?
Excellent.
So total physical response is the name of that method. Amazing. Okay.
And the class, their classes is very energetic. You know, they jump, they talk, they laugh, and they love their classes. They can't wait for the next session. They're
constantly playing games because they're enjoying it. That's amazing. That's what the children want. They don't want the English. They want the game. But they are learning.
They don't want to study. They want to play.
Yes, exactly. You know? Better example. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. Amazing method. I think a lot of moms are going to listen to this. At least, I don't know, maybe some of them won't listen to that. But we can share these experiences to these people because they want to teach their children. You know, for example, my brother always tells me, Kambis, teach my nephew, which his name is Parham, teach him. But I don't know why they think that I have to teach my nephew English, because I don't have any experience with children. But you're mentioning these things, and I can learn a lot from
them. I think they have to go to class, because I can't teach my
nephew.
Niece. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She's niece.
All right.
Yeah, I can't teach because they don't listen to me, you know. When I say do that, she doesn't do that.
Okay.
But when they are in class, they love teacher, their teacher, and they do what they say.
Yes, exactly. And I have this problem with my nephew too, because he won't listen to me. Even he says that I will listen to you, but I know he won't, because recently I told him, hey, turn off that TV. He didn't do that. So I'm not going to do that until he turned to Red Velvet.
A lot. I don't know. I don't know why their parents let them watch TV a lot.
Yes, TV is because they want to get rid of them. So that's basically it. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's why they send them to classes and the stuff.
Poor children. Yeah, I pity them. I actually pity them.
Yeah. All right. All right. So yeah, that's basically it. And let's talk a little bit about the skills, you know, different skills of English: listening, writing, reading, speaking. So how exactly you improve these things, and do you have any advice to give to anyone? Let's start with listening.
For listening, I wasn't good at listening, but you can improve it just by listening intensely and very, very, you have to have concentration on what you listen,
yes.
You know. For example, I listen and my mind is somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is not listening.
Yeah.
You have to focus on your material, what you listen.
Yeah.
I improve my listening to listen to Power English. It was amazing package. It is not just about English, you know.
Yeah.
It makes you be disciplined.
Yes.
You know, it teaches you how to manage your life,
how to be a human. Let's say that. Because listening to that, I was out of, you know, my mind. And I thought that I was living. My biggest dream was to work, you know, at the store. Yeah. But AJ talked about a lot of amazing aspirations. Yeah.
It makes you to set goal for yourself,
exactly.
For English, for anything else.
Yeah. Exactly, which is amazing. So for listening, your advice is to listen with a lot of concentration.
Precise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, amazing. So how about writing? How do you?
I think the only way to practice writing is to read books, mm-hmm. and read specific papers for your, for example, your major. You know, you need to read some papers for your major. It is better to read those papers in English because you improve your English,
yeah.
But they have more reliable content, more updated contents, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So for writing, you have to read more. And how about writing? You know,
you have to read a lot. You know,
yeah.
You have to, at the first stage, as the first step, you have to read a lot of books,
yeah.
You know? When we came back Iran,
yeah.
I didn't know anything of Persian,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't understand anything.
Yeah.
But I watched some cartoons and I have some basics. And after that, I tried to go to the library and I fell in love with books and library. I went to the library and got some books, and I tried to read those books. Not very cheap books, like, for example, those novels, Iranian novels, some great books. And I changed a lot in my writing skill. Any skills, but especially in writing skills.
Yeah.
And I still see that influence in my writing.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. So it comes from reading a lot and then applying them to your writing.
Exactly, to your right.
Okay, amazing, amazing. So how about reading and speaking? How do you improve them?
Reading is just you have to have some skills, you know. For example, they say they give you, for example, someone gives you a paper and they ask you what is the main topic of that paper. So you have to summarize that paper into, for example, a paragraph. You have to read some papers and try to highlight main points, highlight the theme of that paper, the thing it wants to focus, have to highlight those main topic and memorize it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And for speaking, go on.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that. So, how about speaking?
For speaking, you have to speak. There is no other way. You have to speak. Yeah. You have to record your voice. You have to listen to your voice. You know, because no one else can help you with recognizing your weaknesses. But when you listen to your voices, you see. Yesterday I listened to one of my voices that I recorded to answer to Terme, and I listened to it again, and I understand that I say a word wrong. Get rid of it. Get. I deleted the get. You know. It's very useful for you to listen to your voice over and over. For example, in the last conference challenge, I said peoples. I said to myself, what is that? Peoples.
Especially for you, it's hard because you hate to listen to your voice again. So
Exactly. But I have tried recently to...
But you can see that how much it is helping you, right?
It's very useful. Yeah, it is very useful.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is something that I have done a lot. I think the first year which I was studying, if you go and listen to my voices in the forum, I would record voices a lot. You know, I would just put them, and for each voice that I uploaded to the forum, I would record several voices. So I would put the best one in the forum. So people would think, oh, Kabis, you're amazing. But I wasn't really.
It is true about all of us, you know. I do that.
Yeah. So, but it is very good. Very, very useful for you. Yes, one thing about this is bad, because if you are too attached to this method, maybe in the future you want to have real conversation. Because, all right, so this is... This is not gonna put
the you. Real conversation is totally different. Yes, you know, when you came across to, for example, a foreigner, then your mouth locked.
Yeah, it gets locked.
You can't see. Yeah, and another way to improve that, I think Aaron says that you have to. Have to get a text and read it with passion, you know, like giving a speech, you know. I do that recently, actually, with the main lesson of Mega Stories. I try to read it with a lot of passion, and I allow my voice to go high and... I try to record my voice, and I listen to it after.
Okay, amazing. You know, this is one of the things I would do in the past, but I would do it in a fun way. I wanted to have fun. It wasn't just for improving my speaking ability. But it is going to help a lot, because when you speak loudly, a lot of people, when they are answering mini story questions, they speak in a very, very low voice, right?
Yes.
So they don't have this kind of passion to speak loudly. Either they're shy, or either, I don't know why, they don't speak. Either maybe they can't. So I personally...
They can, but I think they are afraid of speaking loudly.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is very, very useful for improving speaking ability.
Yeah, I am from Rash. You know, when you come to Rash, people speak loudly. So that's our characteristic. That's why I speak loudly. We can.
It is very, very good for learning English.
Yes, because we always yell. So for me, it wasn't an issue, because I would just speak loudly. And of course, this speaking loudly is going to create some sort of connection in your brain. So I asked this question. Let's talk a little bit about motivation, because this is one issue that a lot of people even asked me in private message, because they wanted to know how you keep your motivation high. So how do you stay motivated when you want to study English? Because you've been studying for such a long time, how exactly could you do that?
As I told you, I really love English. Actually, I love learning language, any languages. Language itself,
yeah.
You know? As something in our mind, some ability related to our brain.
Yeah.
This has always fascinated me. And I especially love English, you know, when I think, when I watch TV and I, for example, see some actor who speaks very, very good and very clearly with a great accent, I think, why shouldn't be like that person?
Yeah.
Why can't I speak like that?
Yeah.
And I try to have this picture in my mind always, and I try to think about the final goal, the final point of learning English, which is to speak English like an American or a native speaker. Mm-hmm. And it makes me motivated to keep on learning English.
Yeah.
And English language always fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very fond of its pronunciation, you know. They have a good pronunciation. For example, I'm trying to learn German, but when I compare these two languages, I understand that English is very, I don't know how to say.
Good, yeah, very good pronounced language. You mentioned that you're so fascinated about English, and that's why you're so motivated. So if you want to give advice to people, you can't, for example, tell them, okay, be fascinated, because they won't understand it, to be honest, because they don't know how to keep themselves fascinated about their language. So how you're going to convince them to stay fascinated with the language?
I want to tell them that English is the first and the most practical language in the world.
Yeah.
If you need to know English, you have to you have to keep on learning it. You have to be motivated all the time, and you have to love English.
Yeah.
You have to love anything you want to do, you know.
Yeah.
You you need to, for example, you need to be fit, be on shape, yeah. You know?
Okay.
You have to go to the gym to practice. Yeah. You have to do it. I lost my word. You have to do it gradually,
yes.
You know?
All right. So,
for example, some people come to gym and they want to get fit very fast. Yes. It doesn't work. Yeah. You know, you have to practice on and off.
Yes, exactly.
It is true about English too. Yeah. If you want to be fluent in English, you have to do it over and over. You have to listen intensively. You are not allowed to make excuses because it is the work of losers.
Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. So you're saying they must change their mindset. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. They have, if they want something, they have to change their opinion, their mindset about those. They can be fluent fast, and they have to be patient about learning English or other languages.
All right. Yeah, very, very good. But these things, you know, usually won't work on people like L. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you tell them that...
He's lazy and loser.
Yeah. If you tell them that, okay, you have to acquire a language in 3 years and it will take 3 years to learn English, they will say, 3 years? It's impossible. I remember I had a friend and back in those days, I was a bodybuilder and my body was good. I was in good shape and my friend, he just looked at me. You know, he wanted to have a good body because of girls. So he mentioned that, Kamiz, I want to become like you. And I said, okay, cool. You can come to the gym with me and I will help you to get in shape. And my friend said, okay, that's amazing. So how long will it take to become like you? I said, 5 years. And he said, what? I said, yes, I built this body in 5 years. So not just 2 months. So this is, I think, the first step for a lot of people.
They want to choose the easy way, but the easy way doesn't work.
Yeah. Let's go to the next question, which is, what is your best possible advice for English learners around the world? What is the best possible advice? You mentioned being consistent with your learning. Is that your best possible advice?
You have to have goals. When you have goals, you make yourself to be disciplined, to be motivated, and to do your best to reach that goal. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about that goal. For example, I have a goal. I want to speak like an American, mm-hmm. you know. So I try to listen and I try to... participated, for example, in challenges in Zabonshnas Forum, mm-hmm. and I'm on my way. I'm on my right way. I have found my right path to be fluent, to speak English like an American. So you have to always you have to. Goal. I don't have these goals, for example, speaking. Do you have my voice?
Yes, of course. You mentioned you set a goal
speaking English like an American. So I can't reach that goal if I don't try, if I don't listen to challenging, for example, our conversation or other challenges. So these goals makes me... keep on track, you know?
Yeah, cool. Amazing. So, your best advice is set a goal and be disciplined about that. Talk about people's question, you know, the members. So, a lot of the questions, they have asked were the questions I wanted to ask. So I just removed them. So we don't have it. But there are some questions that, they were a little bit unique. So I'm going to ask those questions for you. Okay?
Okay.
So one of them is how to improve my pronunciation.
So my pronunciation background is very, very long, actually. First of all, I have read some specific books about phonetic and phonology specific.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very detail-oriented about pronunciation.
Yeah.
So I have learned that for pronunciation, you have to consider the sounds, not letters.
Yeah.
Letters may have a different sound or sometimes sounds.
Yeah.
It is the most crucial point in the field of pronunciation that we have to pay attention to the sounds, not letters. For example, consider S sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say S with an E before S. And but its sound is quite different, you know. We don't say student, we say student. So we have to consider this in our mind that the sounds are important in the field of pronunciation, not letters. We have to pay attention to the sounds. Mm-hmm. So this is my theoretical study of pronunciation.
Yeah.
And okay. Aside from this, I have some deep practices, such as there is an option in Google or some dictionaries,
mm-hmm.
In which you can search a word not by typing, with recording, but with recording your voice. You know,
yes.
You
yeah.
give your word to Google by your voice. If it is correct, it will give you back its spelling and its meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't give you back anything. And yeah. I used this method years ago. It was very useful for me, at least for me. I don't know, maybe it won't work for everybody.
No,
but
it is very,
very
good.
Very, it's very, very an good. Innovative option of Google. I thank Google for that. It was very useful for me.
Yes, for sure. For sure. It is amazing. Okay, next one.
We have to use this technology. We have a lot of tools, you know, and we have this technology for making progress.
Exactly. Exactly. Google is awesome, in my opinion. My best teacher, my best English teacher, without any doubt, is Google. If I don't know a word, I ask Google.
I love Google.
Yeah, I love it. If I could marry Google, definitely I would go for it. So, yeah, Google is the best friend. Of course, he knows me better than my parents. So, okay. All right. That's amazing.
But more importantly, it was watching movie which had the most influence on my pronunciation. As you know, I watched and I still watch a lot of movies. When you hear a word from a native speaker, mm-hmm. whose lips, their lips are moving and mm-hmm. showing the way that word is pronounced, you know, you see that. Mm-hmm. You never forget that imagination, you know. Mm-hmm. You see the lips moving and you see the situation for the meaning and you never forget. It goes into your mind, you know. Yeah. It stick to your mind.
Yes.
That's pronunciation. Stay there and stay in your long-term memory, you know?
Exactly. Totally agree with that. So you mentioned, your all-time best possible advice for pronunciation is don't give a damn about text. take care of the sound of that voice, which you need to listen to that because you want to produce it. First, you have to listen to that.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Do this.
And practice, practice. And practice, practice. That's it.
When you see, you listen to that voice, you see that pronunciation. And now, the thing you thought before, you thought you can't do it, you can't learn it. Now, it becomes something very easy. And you, when you do this, you watch it or you listen to it. Do you have my voice?
Yes, of course.
There is no other pronunciation for you. There is just one, and it is the one you hear, not the one you see. So there is no need to make ourselves confused by, for example, dictionaries, books. For learning a language, especially pronunciation, we don't need books. Yeah. We don't need our eyes as much as we need our ears, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
It has to be very, very, it has to be heard, or it has to be very, done very precisely, very deeply. Because the pronunciation, you know, it is a very difficult part of any languages. But with listening, you can manage it, you know, with a lot of attention, with a lot of concentration.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agree with that. And I think that you're totally right, because it is all about knowing what you're saying. So you have to listen to that first and get how the sound is going to be produced, and then you produce it. So yeah, totally agree. It's a very, very good tips. Thank you so much. So another one asked this, do you feel happy about your life?
I am happy, and I'm trying to make my life better and better. I want to use my opportunities in my life to make my life better, you know?
Yeah.
Opportunities doesn't happen accidentally, you know. Yeah. Sometimes maybe, but not all the time. When you get an opportunity, you have to grab it. You have to use it for. And I'm somehow happy, but I can be more
happier. Huh?
I can be happier. Yeah. More happy. Exactly. What I said.
Yeah. No, no, it is okay. More happy is right. So I don't think. So Behnam said the same thing. The first one I interviewed, the first person I interviewed, Behnam. You know Behnam, I think. So he mentioned something very, very well. He said, you have to take this into consideration, that when you are doing something, you have to know that in the future there is going to be some sort of opportunity that will come and knock on your door. And the question is, if you're ready for that or not. So he mentioned this about motivation. He said that I always keep this in my mind, that I have to learn English because maybe in the future the opportunity knocks on the door and I have to open it and I can welcome it instead of just keep the door shut. So I think opportunities are very, very vital in our lives and very, very important. So another question is from the same person. I don't know if I can ask this, but all right, I will ask it. I just get rid of this responsibility I have. If you like, you can answer. If not, it's okay. So he said, have you ever been in love? I don't know. He said that. Have you ever been in love? I think he means person.
I don't
have
passion or
I lost your voice again.
So can you repeat it again, please?
I need to talk about this matter because I don't know passion or, for example, being in touch with some guys. I just
okay. So like cool. It. So that's the answer. Congratulations. So just you don't give a damn about this.
I get rid of.
Yeah, all right, cool by me, because each time you wanted to answer this question, Skype won't let you to answer it. So even if you wanted to answer it, Skype won't let you. So each time you want to say something, the Skype stops you. Okay, so last part is about the members. I tell you characteristic, you name them. All right, so
I hate this question, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a part. That's a part of this.
Difficult question.
Yeah, it is. It is a part of this interview. You can't run away from that. But I tell you characteristic. You say, all right, who is this person? You just say it. You know, okay, I think this person is this. All right, so let's say that. Serious. Who is the most serious person in the forum, in your opinion?
Serious? I don't know that. Serious?
Okay, you can choose yourself.
Am I serious?
All right, so I don't know. You're choosing yourself. I'm not saying it.
I don't know a serious person in Talar.
Okay, so we don't have to. All right. Okay, cool. So how about enthusiastic? The most enthusiastic person in the forum. Who is that?
I think Miss Dilsha.
Miss. All right, Miss Dilsha, amazing. She's not there anymore, but okay, good. So the next one is knowledgeable. Who is the most knowledgeable person?
Knowledgeable, I think Mrs. Nicknam.
Mrs. Nicknam, amazing, good. Good choice. Next one is lovely. In terms of being, I don't know, cute.
I lost your voice.
All right. Next one is lovely. Who is the most lovely person?
Oh, what a difficult question. lovely. I think Jimmy.
Jimmy nobody, is the most, all right, okay. Or Jimmy nobody, is not lovely.
Nobody cares. I choose Jimmy.
All right, so okay, cool. But do you have just one choice? Don't use Jimmy again. So next one is sweet. Who is the most sweet person?
Sweet person. I think Miss Hanane.
Miss Hanane is sweet. Very good. The next one is talkative. Who's the most talkative person?
Talkative, I think.
It's not an insult. You can just...
I don't answer. I don't answer that question.
All right. Okay. All right. Cool. Okay.
Can I choose myself as... Talkative?
Yeah, you're not talkative, to be honest. You can't choose yourself. You're not, really. All right, so everyone knows about that. So, okay, cool. You don't want to answer.
You choose this question, these features, these characteristics, based on real persons in forum?
No, just no. I just chose it.
You want to me get killed, I know.
No, that's not the case, actually. This is the fun part of this interview. I wanted to make it a little bit sweet in terms of taste. So okay. this interview is going to be sweet if you tell who is the most talkative person in the forum.
No, I am talkative.
Oh, you're not. Okay, so cool. And we are almost done. And the last question is, okay... what do you think about Zavanshanas? And if you want to add something or remove something from Zavanshanas, what that thing can be?
Zavanshanas, I think it is a great app. And I here want to thank Mr. Nasri and Mr. Golmirzai for producing or creating this app, which is the best, in my opinion, app in Iran. Yeah. And I think it is a slap in the face of the system of learning language. And I don't want to I wanted to add mini stories by Steve Kaufman, and they did it. They did it. It was very fast, and
I just don't want to remove anything from Zawinshans.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Amazing. Amazing. So we are done. Do you have anything to add? You know, any last sentence? Anything? Do you have? Do you have in mind that I didn't ask?
I want to tell a story about important and importance of pronunciation and word stress, you know. For example, you have seen those little line in about on vocabularies in dictionaries. Have you seen those? Have you used dictionaries?
No. Which those electronic dictionaries you're talking about?
No, books. No, I don't use them. No. They show that stress is about the a part of a word which is pronounced very strong, you know. For example, material. We say material.
Yeah.
I have a memory. I once in the forum, I participated in a Let's Talk challenge.
Yeah.
And I had a mistake. I used a word with wrong stress. It was a word familiar. And I say in that Let's Talk, I say familiar.
Okay.
And it reminded me one of my teacher in university. He was very strict about pronunciation and stress, word stress, and he was super great in English, actually.
Yeah.
And one day, one of my classmates was reading a text. He reached to a word, and that word was material, and he pronounced it with wrong stress, you know. He said material, and the teacher corrected him and said material. And the boy again said material, and again the teacher corrected him, and again for the third time he said material, and finally the teacher got angry and said lauma sub material, and I never forgot that day, and it was clear for me that importance of pronunciation. And
why that made you you know, to think that, you know, for example, that made it clear that you have to have awesome pronunciation,
because
it was just a teacher correcting someone for mispronouncing something. So it is not exactly like, you know, if you go to America, you know, for example, you say material instead of just material. If you say it, the people won't, you know, get offended or something, you know. So it is important, but it is not something that you have to stress.
It is important in a way. For example, some stress change the meaning of the word. For example, words in some languages, for example, by changing stress, the meaning of the word changes.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Like Chinese, Korean, Japanese, yes. Right?
Yes. But some pronunciation we We have to have a good pronunciation because it is very important. It is related to the meaning. For example, a wrong pronunciation totally changes the meaning of that word. A wrong stress totally changes. For example, when we say a word, economic, the stress is somewhere. When we say economy, its stress is somewhere else. When we say economically, and the stress is somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that mistake is one of the member sent texted me in PV and told me about that word familiar. And I thank him to do that.
So I can guess who was that.
Because we need some feedbacks to, for example, when I stick with that wrong pronunciation forever if I don't get good feedbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. I totally agree with that. With feedbacks, it is very important, in my opinion. You have to have feedbacks because mispronouncing is not going to make your conversation more beautiful, but some of these words, I'm not saying you have to mispronounce them. I'm saying you have to get better. But if you mispronounce, okay, so fine. Make it better. That's it. That's my opinion. So good, if you say...
By good feedback, we can be better. Because we are here to get better, you know?
Exactly.
We are here to step forward, you know?
Yes.
Go forward. Go to the top level.
Exactly.
So I totally agree. We need feedbacks.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And plus, we have to understand and learn about this mindset too, that not being super perfect is okay. You know, I personally sometimes, you know, there are some words that I personally can't produce, really. It makes my mouth funny. But okay, so I just say it and, you know, people understand it. So should I, you know, wait and make it super perfect, or can I move on and make my English perfect? So that's a question.
If we can be perfect, why? What are we waiting for?
If you can't produce it at all, you know, some people from, you know, I'm listening to a course which is about After Effects. The pronunciation of that guy is horrible, but he can speak and he's gonna teach me After Effects very well. So should he stop and make his pronunciation super awesome and then produce that course? No. He wants to make money. He's making that money with that pronunciation. So, yes, I agree with you.
You can get better in your way, you know, your path.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I had this mentality that there are some things which I never learned. This is the horrible mentality. For example, I thought I never learned slangs, idioms, some structures. Yeah. For example, I thought I would never be able to speak English fluently. Now, when I think of this mentality, I want to hit my head on the wall because...
Don't do that, please. we need you in Zalmishanas.
It prevented me from improvement, you know?
Yeah.
It's all because... It can let you improve, you know.
Yeah.
This is the worst mentality I have ever had. Mm-hmm. This is very, very crazy and stupid mentality.
Yeah.
And because with this mentality, you will never make progress.
Exactly. I totally agree with that.
You never step forward. There is... So, for example, with this mentality about learning idioms, some structures, yeah. I stop learning English four years ago, because of this mentality.
Yeah.
And aside from this... there is someone whom I owe this improvement in my speaking skill, and that is you. You encouraged me to record my voice. I did it for...
Really? I did that?
Yes. I record my voice about that short story, you know. I remember that. And it was a start point for me. And
amazing.
It was because of you. And I will be always grateful to you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you didn't that,
I
thank you very, very much.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much, too, because it is everything that Ben, you know, in the forum, that has been in the forum, I think it was interactive. So I did something to you. You definitely did something for me.
You have a good influence on everybody in forum. I think I speak for myself now, but I know you have this influence on everybody in the forum.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, we are done. We are done with this conversation. It was a very enjoyable conversation. I will do my best to upload it, I think, tomorrow. I will work on it today. But if I can finish it, definitely I will upload it.
There is no
rush, huh?
Hurry for that. Take your time.
No, actually for this one, we've been waiting for such a long time, so I will do it definitely. So I will make it faster. And because we have a lot of other things to do, so let's make this one faster because people are waiting for that. Let's make them busy with these amazing advices of yours, and
I remember some things. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Miss Nassim wanted me to do that tongue twister for her, and we forgot that.
All right, yeah, go for it.
I'm not ready that much, but because of her, I want to do that.
So which one? I don't know.
I think she said the third one. Woodchuck. How much would a woodchuck, which it's very, very difficult. How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck, he would as much as he could, and chuck as much as wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. That was very horrible, very difficult.
Actually, I was shocked, to be honest. But all right, that was good. That was very good. But all right, Miss Nassim made you to do something creative. That's very
thank
good.
Thank God, I remember it, and she will kill me.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, she would kill me.
Yeah, because you didn't mention.
She would kill me, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think that she will kill. She will kill you because of this tongue twister. I think she will kill you because you didn't mention her name when I said lovely or sweet. So there is a chance that you will, you know, have...
That was your purpose to get me killed.
No, that's not the thing. All right, I think it's enough for
you. Actually, I love all members. I love them.
No, it's special. Too late. It's too late. Don't say that.
You are ready to get killed.
All right. Okay, I think it's enough. It's enough. And that's it. If you don't have anything to say, we finish this interview.
I want to say I love Nassim.
Okay. Okay, good saying. Maybe it's going to save your life. So, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So, thank you so much, Ms. Parveen. It was a very, very good conversation.
For creating this opportunity and inviting me here. I had a great time with you. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for listening again. Thank you so much, guys. If you have any question for Ms. Parveen, go and ask it at talk.zabanshenas.com. And until next time, done.